Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. Come on and just give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on and just give him thanks today. This is Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You've made it throughout the night. You made it throughout the week. No matter what else is going on, you are still here. I said you. Yes, you, brother. Yes, you, sister. You are still here. You made it another day. God remains worthy, and as long as you are alive, you have another opportunity to get everything right. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, success, and empowerment in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossing Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. We are in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4 today, and God has a fresh, powerful word for our nation. Again, that is Psalm, you're in the Old Testament, 34, verses 1 through 4. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I am live here on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180. Or you can tune in online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On the broadcast page, there's a radio player there. So if you just go there at 7 a.m., you'll be able to see that I'm live. Click the play button, and you will be tuned in with me live. There's also a click-to-call button on the broadcast page. Click it, and it will dial the number for you. Again, all of that is at rossi.org. Now, if you cannot tune in live at 7, ensure that you do not miss your blessing, your fresh word, by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, followed by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful word, so you can share it with someone else. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, plus everything else you need to know about me, and you can see what I'm doing in the community, how God is blessing, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. We're in Psalm 34, 1 through 4, reading from the KJV. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Go back to that third verse. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, glory, and let us exalt his name together. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is let us magnify God together. Let us magnify the Lord together. Hallelujah. What is the topic? Say it aloud wherever you are. Let us magnify the Lord together. I know you may be saying that's easier said than done right now. Based on everything that's going on, based on this pandemic, the coronavirus, based on the shortages that we have and just everyday items, including things such as tissue and paper towels and, you know, food such as bread and eggs and milk, people losing jobs and not having money, I know you may be saying, how in the world can I even begin to think of magnifying the Lord with you? In all of my situations right now, I'm just trying to scrape by day to day, just trying to make it by. And of all the teachings you could have done, you can't even say, magnify God with you? Glory. See, that is, brothers and sisters, the trick of the enemy, to make us feel like that our salvation, that our happiness, that our joy is conditioned on what is going on around us externally. See, joy comes from the inside. Praise comes from the inside, wells up in you so much that it begins to show forth on the outside so that it changes the atmosphere around you. It changes the way you perceive a situation, and because it changes how you perceive a situation, it will change how you react to the same situation. How can two children be both raised in an abusive home, or both raised in a neglectful home, or both raised in a poor home, but one still be able, glory, to make it through and be happy and succeed and get their coins, as people say, and keep their hustle going, while the other is just constantly despondent, where all other things are equal and they experience the same treatment? You see, it is a choice to make happiness happen. I said making happiness happen is a choice. It is about making up your mind that no matter what is going on, you will choose to find the joy. You will choose to find the victory. You will choose to find your peace. Why? Not because you're someone who's oblivious to the actual facts of the devastation, but as it said in the fourth verse of Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This is how you can bless the Lord at all times. This is how his praise can continually be in your mouth. This is how you can make your boast in God. This is how you can hear of his name in the midst of every contentious situation and be glad. This is how, this is why, this is when, this is what causes you to magnify the Lord and exalt his name together. God remains your deliverer. I said God remains your deliverer. Just as he has delivered you so many times way back when, he will deliver you today. Just as he has made a way so many times way back when, he will make a way today. Just as he never left you, just as he never stopped blessing you, just as he never forgot about you, just as he never stopped covering you, just as he forgave you, just as he had mercy, just as he healed your body, just as he opened doors, just as he answered prayer, just as he gave you that job, that same God never will forsake you. That same God never will neglect you, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, no matter how bad the situation, you can still magnify God. You can still choose to make your happiness happen. You can look at the situation and you can say, God, I see it. I'm not going to ignore the facts. But Lord, I believe in the ultimate truth that there is nothing in You will deliver my children. You will deliver my spouse. You will deliver my grandchildren. You will deliver my community. You will deliver those whom I love. You will deliver my friends. You will make a way, God. You will make a way. Jesus will fix it. And because of that, God, I magnify you today. Magnify the Lord with me, it said in Psalm 34. In the book of, praise God, Philippians, the Bible reminds us in Philippians 4 and 11 to be content in whatsoever state we're in. Not because we like the situation, but because we know that God is our deliverer. In Nehemiah 8, verse 10, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. This is how you magnify him in times of peril. This is how you can still praise him in the worst situations. God's joy remains in you. God's joy, it is full on the inside of you. God's joy motivates you, because when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done for you, when you reflect on how many times you called out and he heard you, when you praised and he answered, when you praised him and he made ways, then your soul begins to well up with joy. Something on the inside says, I cannot help but magnify the Lord. I cannot help but give praise to Jesus. I cannot help but say thank you, Lord. I can't help but say hallelujah. Wherever you are, just praise him right now. If you're tuned in online, the lines are muted. I can't hear you, but God can. If you're tuned in via phone, the lines are muted. I can't hear you, but God can. As we prepare to go into prayer, just begin to thank him. Think about what he's done and begin to tell him thank you. Think about what he's done for you, how he answered you, and just begin to tell him thank you. Just begin to give God praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. No matter what's going on, we can exalt his name today. You can make happiness happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Come on and tell him thank you. This is your personal time with God. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory today. Our hearts are full, Father, and we say thank you. For all you've done, we say thank you. For all that you will do, we say thank you. For everything you're doing right now, we say thank you. Lord, we magnify your name. We bless you at all times. Your praise is continually in our mouth. God, you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our wheel in the middle of a wheel. You're our banker, our doctor, our lawyer. You're everything that we need. You're our mother and father and sister and brother. You're our protector, mediator, and adversary. You are the supplier of every need. So, God, we say thank you. Lord, I ask you to help us to find our joy again. In the midst of this national calamity, help us to choose to make happiness happen in our lives, in our atmosphere, in our homes. Help us to just say, I choose today to be happy. I've given it all to God, and I choose to be happy. I choose to find joy. I choose to praise. I choose to have peace. I choose not to be in drama. I choose today to make happiness happen. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. Father, save, sanctify, deliver, heal, set free, open doors, make ways, answer prayers, do what only you can do, in ways that only you can do it. Meet every need, God, right now. Meet every need, Lord, right now. Father, meet every need right now, and we count it done. We count it done. We count it done. In the name of Jesus, just tell God, I count it done, Lord. Just tell him, I count it done, God. Everything I needed, I count it done. Keep on praising him, amen, as I give the altar call. Then I have a special announcement. I'm going to bless someone today, and then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, or who are backslidden, for those of you who had stopped praising God, you've lost your joy, you've become cynical, or you're in depression, for those of you who just can't see your way right now, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess, glory, that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will praise you always, no matter the situation, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how impossible it seems. I will not give up on you, God. I will praise you. I will magnify you. I will thank you because you are my deliverer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in church. Find you a good Bible-believing church. Let your leader know you're saved or rededicated. Spend time with God daily. That is how you stay saved, including your time here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. If you can't tune in live, remember to text the letters DF to phone number 33222 to follow, and you'll receive the recording via text at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, before I go ahead and give you your task, we are in the midst of dire situations. I want to bless someone with some gas money today, or, you know, whatever you need. I'm going to bless someone with $50. You know, this is what your giving does. So when I ask everyone, you know, each week to try to donate to the Rossi Williams Ministries, I don't care if it's 10, 20, 50, if you want to donate 100, 500, whatever you can, then this is what we're able to do. And if you go onto my ministry website, rossi.org, you will see so many other things I've been able to do to bless people and facilities at Christmas with presents and to bless the youth, just many things. So please also donate. Send you can donate Cash App Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or on my ministry website, rossi.org, there's a donate button. So this is what we're going to do. Today I want to bless someone with $50, and I want you to use it for whatever you need, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you to go to the website on the Contact Us page and just send me your Cash App, okay? Go to rossi.org on the Contact page. Enter your Cash App. Make sure you put your name and the Cash App, so that way I'll make sure I'm sending to the right person. And I'm going to give everyone until 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today to do that, because some will listen via recording. And then I'm just going to go in, write all those names down, put them in a bag or something, and just pull out a name. And that person, I will Cash App the $50 at 10 a.m. Eastern. So you know you'll get it, all right? All right, so again, go to rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org. Send me your name and Cash App. You don't even have to send your whole name, just so I'll know that it's going to the right person when Cash App asks me to verify. All right, rossi.org. Our topic for today is let's magnify the Lord together. Your task for this entire weekend is to make happiness happen. No matter what you see, even if for a while it does, you know, it does require you to be sad or something. I'm not saying don't have normal emotion, but what I'm saying is even within the situation, find the joy to give God praise. If you will make happiness happen, you will change your entire atmosphere. Share this word with someone this weekend. Forward the text. Send them to rossi.org. If you follow me on Facebook, share it. Let's make happiness happen. Your change is here today. I'll see you Monday. Make happiness happen.
In a little temple. but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know